The garden season may have come to an end, but there's still time for a quick lawn cleanup before winter. Hi everyone, this is Cassie Homan, horticulture agent for the Post Rock District of K-State Research and Extension. The first step in winterizing your garden is to clean up your vegetable gardens and annual flower beds. Leftover debris can be tilled into soil to decay and enrich the soil, or it can be placed into your compost pile. Clean up weeds as they can harbor diseases and insects. Add compost and other organic material to enrich the soil. Mulch beds to prevent erosion during winter. When cleaning up your perennial flower beds, remove weeds that may harbor diseases. After a couple of frosts have occurred, mulch the perennial bed if needed. About 2 to 3 inches of mulch should be adequate. Plants can be cut back now or in early spring. Hoses and shallow irrigation lines may be damaged over the winter if water is not drained. If there is a main shutoff valve for the system, close it and then run through the zones to make sure any pressure has the chance to bleed off. Lawn irrigation systems usually have shallow lines. Though some lines may be self-draining, check to make sure there's no manual drains. If manual drains are present, they should be opened. Be sure to map them out so they can be closed next spring before the system is pressurized. If there are no manual drains, the system should be blown out with an air compressor. Lawn irrigation companies offer this service. One important chore to get done before winter is draining and storing the hoses. To prepare them for winter storage, fully extend all the hoses after disconnecting them from the spigot and allow them to completely drain. Store the nozzles in the garage where it never falls below freezing. The hoses can be cooled and stored on wall hooks in a shed or protected area. Every spring, it's a good idea to replace the rubber washers inside the connectors to keep them from leaking. One task you can leave to last minute is taking containers apart and preparing pots to be stored for winter. This chore might take some effort to get the root-bound clusters of plants out and tidy up the pots. This is an important step in winterizing because you don't want any of your nice pots breaking over the winter. Freezing and thawing cycles throughout the winter can cause the soil to expand, resulting in cracks or broken pots. This is also an excellent time to get some spring flowering bulbs into the ground to have a pop of color in your landscape. Doing a few extra chores before the cold of winter sets in will help your garden thrive in the spring. For more information on winterizing your lawn and garden, contact your local Post Rock District Extension office. This has been Cassie Homan, K-State Research and Extension, Post Rock District. Have a great day!